Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five. Today's guest is Ivan, and you notice I didn't say his surname, and he's going to say it for me, with InvestHK, right?
It's Ivan Cheung with an EU as opposed to the typical UNG.
We spent 30 seconds trying to get it right, and I just went right past it. All right, so you ready?
Absolutely.
Ivan? All right. Can you tell me what the focus of InvestHK is?
InvestHK is a Hong Kong government department responsible for foreign direct investment. We promote Hong Kong as a place for companies to do business. We are a global department, so we're based in 28 cities around the world, attracting investment into Hong Kong for people to do business there.
So which part of the government does it tie to? Is it the
very much actually we fall underneath the Commerce and Economic Development Bureau. So underneath our purview, we actually assist companies in terms of their planning, their setup, and the launch of the company in Hong Kong. And if they're already there, we obviously assist them with their expansion plans. So we have identify what opportunities that we can assist them as a government department. All of our services are free. So as a government, we obviously want to encourage the success of our companies, especially before they decide to come, help them with risk mitigation.
You know, London, New York, Silicon Valley will all argue they're the biggest fintech hubs in the world. What's the fintech scene like in Hong Kong?
Very much. I think it's actually it's still very much in its growing stage. However, we're seeing a lot of fintech when we look back at it. There's probably something 50 of the top 100 fintech companies operating in Hong Kong. But more so in the last, probably since 2008, we're seeing more traction for more innovative services that obviously assist in customer experiences. And we're just trying to find a way to lead the market for the Asia region. So London is we probably identify as one of the leaders, but we feel that Hong Kong has all of the ingredients there to really lead the region.
So really about the closest region-wise would be what, Singapore?
Singapore would be comparable. Of course, everyone thinks about the S's, you know, Singapore, Shanghai, Shenzhen. Those are generally the ones that people refer to, but we feel that Hong Kong has a unique position globally. You have the additional benefits of the rule of law and also being part of China.
Yeah, I was going to say that every bank that operates in Asia is going to be in Hong Kong.
Absolutely, actually. It's probably the third largest capital market center in the world. It's all based in Hong Kong. The services are there, making it one of the premier destinations in Asia.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it right there. You just summed that up. How often do you go there? Because you're based here.
I'm based actually in Toronto. I'm based on the East Coast, but my colleague and I, we obviously focus all of Canada. So we will operate on a pull basis working with the Canadian government, but we really do focus on B2B services. So we want to be able to talk to companies directly, assist them exactly in how we can aid them with their business model. Because again, it's not just Hong Kong they're focusing on, they're focusing on the Asia region.
And how did you come to work with the group in the first place? Because you're from
I'm actually from Toronto, but majority of my links are obviously based in Hong Kong. But from those links, they obviously go into China. So I operate from one of the medium size. My family was operating in the medium size international trade business. So I had regular ties with China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and obviously Southeast Asia. And as it continues, the markets to grow, we saw ourselves doing business in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, but. The roots have grown probably the last 25 years from Hong Kong.
So looking at Hong Kong in particular, what do you think are the key growth areas? What's unique?
What's unique about Hong Kong? Yeah. The best thing about Hong Kong is it really isn't limited other than to simply say we have our key pillar industries, which are obviously financial services, trade logistics hub, tourism, hospitality. Those are obviously our key pillars, but we have built a plan as the government to support other industries as well. Which of course is clean technology, innovation, health. So we're really trying to focus on trying to adopt more industries to come to Hong Kong to do business there. Because again, we believe that best companies should actually come there to operate throughout the region. Because again, it's a great place to do business.
So we're down to about the last minutes. This is the rapid fire section. Don't get nervous. All right. So again, first thing that pops into your head.
I will try.
Okay. You ready?
All right.
All right. What city is the fintech capital of the world?
I would say at this time, London.
You're a good man. So you didn't go there. All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I know who your employer is. 10 being awesome sauce. Okay. Where does Hong Kong rank?
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Look at that. He's smart. You are Canadian, so I'm going to ask this. Hockey, football, baseball, or basketball?
Oh, baseball and basketball. I grew up there. I apologize to all the hockey fans out there in Canada.
So now I'm going to let you redeem yourself. Okay. Best Canadian export?
Best Canadian export? Oh, my goodness. resources.
Ryan Reynolds. Man, come on, dude. You're not going to do these.
If we're talking cultural, definitely. How can anyone compete
Deadpool.
With Ryan?
What are the three hottest areas in fintech today?
I would say regulatory. I think that's definitely one thing. Number two, customer experience services, working with the institutions. And the third, I will leave it to the imagination of those listeners, fanging to see what they can do in Hong Kong.
So where can we find out more about your work at InvestHK?
Please visit us on our global website, www.investhk.gov.hk. One of our services is obviously to support startups, so you can visit us at www.startmeup.hk. We have our venture forum. We just had Elon Musk participate there, so look forward to 2017, see who we can bring into the show.
Excellent. Thank you, Ivan, for your time.